Hello, and welcome to the Get the Acceptance Letter podcast. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I help busy parents of college-bound teens secure top-tier education without massive debt. I do that at gettheacceptanceletter.online, and you should come and check me out there. Right now, I'm giving away a free list of 100 high-dollar scholarships, as well as a host of other free items that can help you navigate college admissions, write a gripping college entrance essay, and understand financial aid so that your child isn't buried under mountains of crushing debt. Today, I'm talking about 7 places you can go on the internet to help you create a scholarship pipeline. These 7 items, these 7 places, these 7 locations can be signed up for and can be allowed to send you scholarship opportunities on a weekly or daily basis. So let's get started. Number 1 is CapEx. CapEx is a site located at capex.com, and its tagline is compare colleges, find tuitions and admissions information, and discover your admissions chances for more than 3,000 schools. Our profiles include statistics and majors. It has a great scholarship platform design, and as you can tell from the tagline, it also lets you know your admissions chances once you sign up and enter your profile information. So if you're wondering if your child can get into an elite or competitive school, they may be able to offer you some insight. Number 2 is FastWeb, located at fastweb.com. Its tagline is, we're the leading online resource in finding scholarships to help you pay for school. Targeted scholarships, scholarships based on your strengths, interests, and skills, financial aid, resources to help you with tough financial aid decisions, and college search. Discover the perfect school for your interests and budget. They also offer career advice, guidance to help you prepare for a promising future. So as you can see, FastWeb has a scholarship platform as well, but they also focus on career advice, that sort of where college is supposed to lead you. Number 3 is UniGo, and it's at unigo.com. Their tagline is, find your perfect college, get scholarships to pay for it. They've got over 650,000 college reviews, 7,000 colleges, and they, you know, sort of corral 3.6 million in scholarship funds. As you can see, they also have a scholarship list, but they focus on reviews, kind of like a Yelp for colleges, which I think can be valuable. Number 4 is Scholarship Owl. Scholarship Owl might be the most quote unquote predatory of them all, in that they market themselves like a common application, but for scholarships. You can fill out one application and apply to many scholarships with it. But what they don't say on the page explicitly is that in order to make the one application apply to lots of scholarships, there's a fee. And they do kind of hint at that with terms and conditions apply, but you can still find lots of scholarships on their site in front of the paywall, but things get better once you pay. Number 5 is College Greenlight, and their tagline is, we connect first generation and underrepresented students to caring colleges, generous scholarships, and life-changing counselors and mentors. They really focus on those first gen. They've got a great scholarship platform. I love the usability of it. Number 6 is the College Board, probably the least quote unquote predatory of the ones that aren't operated by the federal government. And the last one we'll talk about is, it's really good. Enter as much information as possible to find the most matches as part of their profile. The last one is operated by the U.S. Department of Labor, and it is called the College Career Stop Toolkit. It's got a long URL, so I would say just Google Career One Stop or U.S. Department of Labor Scholarships. That one is operated by the U.S. Department of Labor, as I said. And it's really cool because you can look through the whole list of scholarships. You can arrange in order of closest deadline. You can narrow your list by keyword. And you can use filters to see only awards for certain award types, locations, level of study, and more. So those are the 7. If you want to know about those, you can go to gettheacceptanceletter.online and look under podcast. I'll try to put as much as I can in this description box. And until then, happy admissions.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.